On the north side of the street, 52 MacDonnell has been a meeting place for students throughout the 90s. The location, better known as the Trasheteria, opened about 1988 and quickly came to dominate the downtown scene, hosting well-known bands, playing great music, and simply being the definitive downtown place to see and be seen. By 1992, it became so popular, and the lineups became so long to get in, that the Trash opened a waiting room, Jimmy Jazz, next door. The Trash's popularity waned in the mid-90s, though, when a number of other bars opened downtown that offered new sights, sounds, and music options. While many students have darkened the doors of the Trash and Jimmy Jazz, few know about the equally interesting parts of the building above the first floor. The apartments of 52 MacDonnell used to be rented not only to students, but also to some elderly single men who were down in their luck. In the long, hot summer of 1995, one of these men passed away in his apartment. But, without close friends to wonder where he was, his body was not discovered for several weeks, until the hallway outside his apartment filled with an increasingly foul stench. Not long thereafter, a concerted effort was made to encourage primarily student tenants. The roof of 52 Mac used to be a favorite year-round spot for students to smoke, drink, make out, and star watch, until a few teenagers began to throw pieces of lumber off of it onto the bar crowds below. The fire escape stairs were soon closed to public access. The building was also home to the rather short-lived but very attractive magazine Motive in 1994, operated by Don Ambridge, who was also a founder of another, more successful Guelph magazine, Id. But a little more about Id later in the tour. Today, many students who come out of the downtown bars go to the Sun Sun late-night takeout just beside 52 Mac. But back in the early 90s, the Sun Sun restaurant was located on the southwest corner of the intersection of MacDonnell and Windham Street, where Van Gogh's Ear now resides. The feel of this entire intersection changed substantially over the 90s, going from a place of daytime commerce to become a somewhat seedy sign of downtown decay. In the early 90s, the intersection was occupied by the Sun Sun restaurant, two banks, and a store selling environmentally friendly products. Now it houses a restaurant, a nightclub, and two empty storefronts.